Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 860 be called from the informal calendar and be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Webster. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 860 be declared perfected and order printed, and I have a Senate substitute. It has been distributed, and I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send your substitute forward. As it has been distributed, hearing no objections, Senator, the waiver of the reading is granted. Proceed.
Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 860 be adopted. Mr. President, this simple bill, for over two decades, buyers of used manufactured homes, when they purchased it, have not paid sales tax. It was paid for when it was new and has not been subject to Missouri sales tax. Changed recently with the Supreme Court, Featherston versus Director of Revenue, they ruled that now it is subject to sales tax, even though it's not currently been paid, but it will happen in the near future. Senate substitute for 860 creates a sales and use exemption for used manufactured homes. The tax has already been paid on this home when it was purchased, Mr. President. When you purchase a conventional build a new home, tax is paid at that point. It is not paid again on a conventional home. If this is considered real property, it is not paid at this time. But since it's considered a manufactured home, personal property, the new ruling would charge sales tax on this. It's not paid on the others, so why should it be paid now? Used manufactured homes are often starter homes, temporary homes for people moving to a different place or retirees wishing to downsize. Manufactured homes count for 8% of the houses in the state of Missouri. This tax would be the difference between possibly buying a home or not owning a home. So with that, Mr. President, I'd be glad to answer any questions. If not, I would renew my motion on the adoption of the substitute.
The Senator from Webster has moved for the adoption of Senate substitute for Senate Bill 860.